Thank you, Greg, and thank you, folks, and thank you for the attendance. Lummus is a machinery manufacturer. That's what we do. See if I'm going the right way. And as a manufacturer, we also design machinery and we design systems. And patents provide us crucial technological advantage, and both technologically but in the marketplace as well. And again, as a manufacturer, that's important to us. Typically, Lummus does most of its patent work in-house, but that's not 100% of the time. But as far as Lummus goes, that's the case. Frequently, there's some licensing that goes on or even purchasing of patents, but we have a long history of applying for and receiving patents for cotton gin machinery, thanks to, you know, my predecessor, Mr. Don Van Dorn. And we carry on that legacy. So presently we have 12 active patents. Don't hold me to that number, but I think that's right. And roughly 6 patent applications in process in 4 different countries. So again, it's extremely important to us as a manufacturer. But not all technologies are patentable, as Janie mentioned. Nor is patenting necessarily the best choice when introducing new technology to commerce, especially when time becomes an issue, because time can be a key component to getting technology into the ginning industry, and conversely, time can be the biggest enemy of introducing technology to the ginning industry. Now, as a manufacturer, you know, we're a for-profit organization. Okay, let's get that out on the table. So when we do something, when we invest in something, whether it's technology or it's new machinery or even in employees, we need to have one thing. We need to have a compelling economic reason to do so. Now, that may not be obvious at the beginning. It may be something that we anticipate, or it may be time-driven, but there typically is going to be a compelling economic reason for us to invest in just about anything. For instance, I think everybody's aware of the Sentinel Link Cleaner. It was stimulated by work done by the Cotton Incorporated, funded by Cotton Incorporated many years ago, and the work was done with the coupled link cleaner at the USDA ARS, and Lummus participated in that, and I'm talking 30 years ago probably. And then at some point, Lummus decided to go a different route, and much credit to Don Van Dorn and his vision of, based on quality and what he saw we could do with link cleaning, he worked on this and he applied for patents. And we're currently on our 3rd patent with the Sentinel Link Cleaner. This started way back in the late 80s. So here it is, 2019. So it obviously wasn't a time-driven factor, but the compelling economic reason for us was that we could see, and a lot of it was to his vision, that this was going to be received well by the industry, and it was something that the industry needed. And he thoroughly believed that. Now, a time-sensitive, compelling economic opportunity back around 2008 was high-speed roller ginning, which had been developed by the USDA ARS. That was basically open-source technology, and in collaboration with the USDA ARS, and there was a very narrow window of time, a very narrow opportunity to get this technology into the marketplace. And within 12 months' time, this went from an idea to 13 high-speed roller gins in California. And this ended up actually providing some patented technology for Lummus later on some work that we developed outside of what the USDA ARS did. But the reason that this happened, and it happened in a quick method, It was because it was based on an open source collaboration. It didn't spend a lot of time in the research hands trying to get patented. And that's why that technology came to be in such a fast manner. And then there's a current collaboration, which has been alluded to, that, again, is funded by Cotton Incorporated. And USDA, ARS, and Bratney companies have got a CRADA on this contamination detection and removal system. And Lomas has an agreement with Bratney to manufacture certain components and work on the installation of these in the field. There's no patents involved here. And this is a very timely, sensitive matter for the whole industry. And we want to be part of the solution, as does Bratney, as does the USDA, as does Cotton Incorporated. So this is the whole industry working together to get this technology out there. Now, somewhere down the road, there may be something that Lomas can maybe patent or get an exclusive license on. And guess what? At some point, a couple years from now, there may be a compelling economic reason. But that's really not the driving force behind this. It's the timely manner. Now, talking about this compelling economic reason, there's a couple of things that we look at. Finite window of opportunity. Is it strategic to a market position? Is it financially worth the investment that a manufacturing company has to make? Does it add value? And does it provide exclusivity? And these are, they're not all, not, they, it does, the answer doesn't have to be yes to any of them. But just talking about this compelling economic reason, we need to say yes at least to one or a couple of these to make it worth our while to make an investment. And there are exceptions, and such an exception is what we're working on right now in collaboration on the contamination issue. We're going to do the questions later, right? Yeah, okay. Right. All right. I still got plenty of time. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.